Testing.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. Do you have any idea what I might have in this bag? Well, I'm going to show you. It's a puzzle. Can you imagine what might fit in there? Right up here it says greetings. That's a royal word for hello. Let's take all of this to the kitchen and put it together. Okay. Now, does that look like Queen Sarah? Where do you think she fits? There. And what about Prince Tuesday? No. Prince Tuesday's there. Who's this? King Friday the 13th. And there he fits. To do things like puzzles, it's important to look and listen with your eyes, your hands, and your ears. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will find a lot of things. Carefully look and listen. It's good to look carefully, listen carefully. That's the way you learn a lot of things. Carefully look, look, and listen. Some things you see are confusing. Some things you hear are strange. But if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing. Carefully look, 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 and listen. Now, where do the king, the prince, and the queen live? In the castle, in the neighborhood of make-believe. So let's just get the castle. Castle there, and the factory, and the tree. Who lives in the tree? And who lives? tubes in the museum go round. Lady Elaine Fairchild. The platypus mound and Daniel's clock and the trolley. Now, we've been pretending that X the owl is giving flying lessons to anyone who wants them. But last time, Lady Elaine said she was going to teach people to fly high because she had a hat with a propeller on it. So let's think more about that as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
I'm not doing well at all, Trolley. Well, I've tried everything X has told me to do, like jump and call and spread and cheer, and nothing works. Well, I guess I'll just give up. Thanks, Trolley. Oh, it's no use.
Did I hear you say something, cousin?
Well, I just said it's no use.
What's discouraging you?
Well, I thought I could learn to fly.
You mean by yourself?
Yes. I was taking lessons with X. He knows how to fly well.
But he's a bird.
And I'm a strong prince.
That's right. You know, Tuesday, I think that we should have a picnic and talk about some things.
I don't feel like a picnic.
Well, I do, and I'll just go to the kitchen and bring some things, and if you're here when I get back, we can eat together.
We'll see.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Oh? Well...
See you.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly won't do it.
What do you mean? Is that you, Auntie Lady Elaine?
Sure, and I can teach you to fly high in a minute.
In a minute?
Yes. Now, you just take this. And put it on, and you will fly high.
What is it?
It's a magic hat.
A magic hat?
Yes, now you just put it on, and you... When you put it on, you go somewhere, close your eyes, and fly high, Toots.
Oh, thanks, Auntie Lady Elaine. Mm-hmm. This sounds much easier than X's flying lessons.
It is easy.
Does it work for you?
Sort of. But remember, it's pretend.
Okay. I can't wait to go try this on. I can hardly believe it. I'm finally going to fly.
All right. Propellers on.
Wow. Ready? Get set.
Be careful, Toots.
Be careful. That's what everybody says.
Be very careful. I've got to get back to my museum.
Here I go. Whoa.
Oh, I thought I heard people out here. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to have my picnic alone.
Ouch. Oh.
What's that I hear?
Oh, my. Ow.
It sounds like Tuesday.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Tuesday, what happened to you?
Ow. I fell down.
Ow. From where?
From... up there.
Oh, no. Aunt Sarah?
Ouch.
Uncle Friday, come to the castle garden, please.
Miss Evelyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Have you prepared a picnic?
I have. Uncle Friday Tuesday's fallen down.
Oh, son, are you all right, dear?
Oh, my arm hurts a little bit, Mother.
I will find Dr. Bill immediately. Imagine.
What is this hat you're wearing?
Someone told me it would help me fly high.
And you fell for that? Poor dear.
Ouch!
Oh, your arm?
Yes, it really hurts.
Telephone for Lady Aberlin.
Oh, thanks, Miss Polificate. Oh. Hello? Yes?
Ow.
Right away? We'll bring him as soon as we can. Thank you, Uncle Friday. That was Uncle Friday. He says that Dr. Bill wants us to bring Tuesday to the hospital right away and to do it very carefully.
Oh, I'll be glad to help.
Oh, thanks, Miss Polificate.
Will you come too, Mother?
Of course, dear. I'll be right with you.
Well, is this what he did? Just tried to fly and went down like that? Now, he was probably thinking, "Wow, with this hat on, I'll just fly all over the neighborhood." But that's not the way it works. No. Now he has to go to the hospital. When his dad heard that he had fallen, his dad said, "I'm going to call the doctor right away." And when they found out that he had to go to the hospital, he said, "Will my mom come with me?" And she said, "Of course." So they all went off to the hospital. Nothing like magic hats can make a person fly. Mm-mm. Be so careful. It's just birds and bats and bees and airplanes and things like that that fly, not people. No. Well, we'll pretend more about this neighborhood of make-believe next time. Lady Elaine Fairchild. I don't think she meant any harm. She probably thought those hats could help people fly. Let's give the fish some food. There you are, fish. You're hungry. Very hungry and very beautiful. I love the way they move. See, fish don't have to fly to move beautifully. Gracefully through the water. I think that's the phone. Yeah. Hello? Maxine. Oh, yes. Well, I'm glad to hear from you. Certainly would be. Yeah, well, I'd like to show my neighbors something before we come. All right, good. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Oh, that was Maxine Roach, who's a friend of mine. She's part of a string quartet. I'd like to show you pictures of stringed instruments that she and her friends play. I've got them in here somewhere. Yeah, here it is. This is our musical instruments book. Now, you know, a quartet means there are four. And here are the string quartet. There are two violins and a viola, which is a little bigger, and a cello, which is the biggest of all. And these are the four instruments in the Uptown String Quartet. That's the name of my friend's group. Well, let's just go see the real instruments and the four friends who play them. Let's visit the Uptown String Quartet. Come along. Here we are. Let's just go on in. Hey, yes. Hi, Hi, Maxine. Thanks. I'd like you to know my television neighbor. It's Eileen, Maxine, Lisa, and Diane, the Uptown String Quartet. What was that you all were playing when I walked in?
We were playing Scott Joplin's Rag.
I was feeling like dancing the whole way down.
I love that.
Ooh, I like it too. I'd like my friends to hear how the different instruments sound, how the violins sound higher than the viola, and the viola sounds higher than the cello. Can you do that?
Okay, all right. Let's play a scale then.
Okay.
Cello. You all love playing together, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
I guess so. Do you have anything that that you play that have that you can hear the separate instruments?
As a matter of fact, we do. We have a piece that actually I start off, and I think I will start it off. And the other instruments come in separately.
You start it.
I start the piece.
I see.
Mm-hmm. The piece is called Vibes.
Vibes.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I'll start it.
Together.
And then I jump in after they finish. I jump in with a solo figure.
That sounds like somebody talking. Bum, 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 bum. Would you do that once more?
Sure.
Thanks. Then do you play in this one?
Yes, I play the bass line, and I play it with my fingers pizzicato. I pluck
pizzicato.
The strings.
Oh, plucking them.
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to hear all that together.
Okay, we'll play it for you.
Oh, hear Vibes. Wow. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
too.
Have you always liked making music? I mean, even when you were little girls?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Well, music was always in my house when I was growing up. And I was inspired to take piano lessons because my uncle taught me how to play the boogie-woogie. Uh-huh. And then when I got to be 8 years old, I got to not only just play the piano by myself, but I got to play with friends. I got to play the violin with my buddies. All right. So
what did you play?
Well, I used to love a tune entitled Lightly Row. Here it was going.
Reminds me of when I was little and I used to like to pick up my friend. My friend has a name, my instrument, and his name is Baby Love.
You mean your violin is called Baby Love?
Baby Love. Oh. I named him Baby Love because I love him and he's like a baby, a little baby to me that I can caress and hold whenever I want to. And I would pick up Baby Love sometimes and play however I felt. Sometimes I'd feel happy and sometimes I'd feel sad, and I could play all those feelings and emotions on my instrument. And if I felt sad, I would play something like this. You know? Mm-hmm. Or happy too. Mm-hmm. Maybe Maxine has a happy sound.
Well, your feelings remind me of when I was a little girl and I used to sit next to my grandmother and at the piano. She was a pianist. And I come from a very musical family. I had uncles who played trumpet and sax. But my favorite thing was to sit with my grandmother and she would play songs for me. And one of the songs she taught me was Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. So when I play it, I think of my grandmother. To me with a twinkle in her eye. I remember her.
Oh, that must be mighty special for you, to have that inside.
Yes, and I'll always have it. It's mine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Eileen?
I remember being inspired by a lot of musicians. My teachers and my parents took me to see woodwind quintets and big bands and string quartets. And I can still see those musicians on stage in my mind. And my father used to always play the piano, and he used to really swing. And so sometimes now I can play on my cello, and it reminds me of those experiences.
And that all reminds you of when you were a little girl, and you carry all of that with you.
Yes.
Well, I know you have a lot of rehearsing to do, so I better be on my way.
Well, don't go just yet, Mr. Rogers. We have something very special for you. We're going to play one of your compositions entitled You Are Special. And we've done a very special arrangement of this for you.
Oh, I'd like to hear that. Okay. Oh, and not any of you going to use the bows?
No, we're all going to pluck the strings, play pizzicato. It makes this arrangement very special.
Oh, great. I'm listening. You always make it a beautiful day in this neighborhood, and you are very special, you Uptown String Quartet. I'm proud to be your neighbor.
Thank you.
See you soon.
All right.
Take care. Bye.
All right. We need to rehearse a little. Why don't we take it from the bridge?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
back to my place. Aren't they wonderful? Even when they were little, they loved music. I really like them. Our friends at the Uptown String Quartet. Where's that puzzle that I brought with me? Oh, it's in the kitchen, isn't it? Prince Tuesday. Queen Sarah. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. I was just thinking, when you like somebody, you want to share the things that you like with that person. I guess that's why I want to share so much with you. We'll do more together next time. We surely will. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to talk about, don't we? And things to do together. I look forward to our times together. You make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. That's right. There's only one person in this whole world like you. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.